Welcome to Psychopath in Your Life. This is episode number 29, and I'm your host, Diane Emerson. I'm the author of the book, Psychopaths in Our Lives, My Interviews, which is now available on Amazon and iBooks. And Amazon is the only place where you can get the paperback edition. So we've been talking about the last two episodes, which was starting with episode number 27, because this is 29. And we've been talking about the eyes and thinking of them as the windows to the soul. And so today I'd like to continue on with that conversation. And also, what I'm going to be bringing into this are some reports by actual psychopaths and victims in talking about the eyes. So we can take a look at from both sides, from what the victim sees to what the psychopath thinks that they know is going on. And keep in mind, though, that the goal of a psychopath is to hide behind their mask. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is the masks that they're hiding behind are actually their eyes. And it isn't always possible, but things happen and the mask drops. But actually what happens is the more sophisticated the psychopath, the harder it is to get the mask to drop. But it seems to be something from my interviews and years of talking to victims that everybody kind of has on their radar with this mask thing and the eyes. And it's hard to put a word to it. But once they seem to identify what it is, you can take a look into those eyes, and it's something you'll probably never forget. You see those black, vacant eyes that seem to lead to the pits of hell. So first I'd like to talk about what a victim had to say. And their question was, do you think they look in the mirror and see what some of us see when we look at them? I would be scared of myself if I had eyes like that. It isn't very attractive. Yeah, that's one thing that I was curious about when I interviewed the psychopaths, was if I thought that they knew what the eyes actually look like. So one of them made some exact comment that perhaps he should drop his mask in front of a mirror. He was kind of trying to wrangle with this eye thing because he had heard it being reported from victims talking about his eyes, but he really wasn't quite sure exactly what they meant by that. But then we've read stories over the years of victims reporting the psychopath in their life were actually wearing sunglasses. So they seem to know that there's something about their eyes, but what they're trying to wrangle with is how do they control that mask so that you never see those eyes? And the eyes are such a fascinating thing because the eyes are what will lure you in by how they're representing themselves. And so since we've been talking about the eyes, there was this verse, clip that I kept trying to think, what did that song go like? And don't worry, brace yourselves, I'm not going to sing it. So it's actually called Your Lying Eyes. But here's the verse that makes sense for our conversation here today. You can't hide your lying eyes, and your smile is a thin disguise. I thought by now you'd realize there ain't no way to hide your lying eyes. Well, actually, it's an interesting verse, but psychopaths have unfortunately figured out a lot of ways to hide their lying eyes. So it's really up to us as people wanting to pick them out to figure out, are we going to be able to see beyond those eyes? Or are we going to only be able to see what the psychopath wants us to see as far as the eyes? And so I think one of the victims really said it very well. And what they said was, the surrealness of all this is recognizing this pattern with the eyes and the reptilian stare of those eyes. You can't escape the uniqueness of that stare, no matter what the color, because they've talked about the eyes' color changing. Once you've seen it, you'll never forget it. How they drill into you, draw you in, and capture you. You want them to see you, to become warm and softened. But if they do, it's only to fool you. They meter out these false drops and trickles of love so they can maintain a hook into you. And you dangle, praying for more of something. What is it? To be seen for a nanosecond a single fiber strand of validation, a microscopic drop of love reciprocated, not realizing that the love you pour out to them becomes a spider's web you weave and a snare yourself in. It's all planned out by psychopaths. They just don't have the entire connection, but let's see what they have to say. So this was a curious point to me because I'd heard from the victims at my forum for all these years, and I wanted to match up to, without, of course, directly giving them that information, with what these psychopaths, and one of them had a very interesting comment, and what he said was, people see emotions in people's eyes, but mine work like a mirror in the way people see what they want to see or what they are feeling. This also helps to control people because they think I feel the same, and that makes them nicer and have less of a guard up. We wear a mask not to hide our flaws, but to exploit yours. The person you need me to be in order to trust, confide in, support, and promote is the person I will become. Being free of unpredictable emotional reactions and guilt, I am free to be whatever, whenever, and then change when that's necessary. So it brings up an interesting point, because you're trying to see their eyes to make a connection, which you would in a normal, quote-unquote, type of relationship, and they're trying to do their darnest to make sure that you don't see their eyes. But they do seem to be, they meaning these psychopaths, have a pretty good grasp on where they're going with this eye thing. And so I've been talking about this theory that I've been testing regarding photos and the eyes. And what I really would appreciate hearing from you is look at photos and see what you see. And any additional information is only information that will help us because this stuff isn't on checklists. So it's going to be up to us to go through this documenting and understanding what are the different ways that we can identify and also the ways that we can avoid being ensnared by psychopaths in the future. So I did get an interesting comment from a victim who talked about after the last episode about the photos. And what they said was, when he passed away, I spent a day just looking at our pictures. And there it is in almost every one of them, his eyes looking back at the lens with no soul and no emotion and no thoughts. There is one that I came across, and when I looked at his eyes in that one picture, I can see that even on the bright, sunny, wonderfully warm day walking in the park, I can see when the picture was taken, and the look in his eyes in that picture are pure hate and anger. This very same hate and anger that I had to endure every day I was with him. So that's really interesting because it can actually help you make a connection. But like I said, I'm only gathering information about this whole concept. So let's talk about what another victim had to say in a recent email. I've gone back and looked at the countless number of pictures we've taken over the years, and it is so clear that she only smiles with her teeth. The eyes never move. Now, I've read that a lot. Victims have talked about that in the past as far as the smiling with the teeth thing, because there's a disconnect that you see best in photos is what I'm trying to explore here. Okay, so they go on to say, they never squint when she smiles. The eyes stay fully engaged and focused. Granted, I'm not an expert on this, but I have read that there is a scientific reason for this. Do I know for sure? Can't say I do. But the thing I find most crazy when I look at pictures of her in a group, say 3 to 10 people, and look at everyone in the picture, their eyes matched with their smiles. And then look at her eyes. It's downright haunting. Who knows, maybe one day there'll be a breakthrough in this research and it will provide a tag so the rest of us can finally have a clue as to the monster inside and learn to avoid them because of the scarlet letter written all over their fake smiles and eyes. Would really be cool if someday this could be added to the checklist. I think we need to consider the eyes as part of the everyday checklist that you won't find online, but to help determine what you're dealing with. Yeah, I have to agree with that. It's what we're really talking about with this podcast are things that we can document that go beyond the checklist. Checklists can be actually very misleading. They could be confusing. They could get you actually going in the wrong direction. Because there's a big difference between a person who's very mad, the look in their eyes, and those eyes of a psychopath. So I'd like to talk one more thing about the eyes here today, because victims of psychopaths over the years have discussed their experiences regarding sex and the closed eyes of the psychopath. And that was reported a lot over the years, and it's kind of interesting. And so I'll read what one of the quotes were. My psychopath used to close his eyes when he was making love to me, which basically made me feel like a thing and not even there. There was no tender look, tender caresses, or soul connection. There was a deafening quiet and absence of intimate pillow talk that connects souls as well as bodies. No compliments, no discussion, no playful interaction, just the act itself. In some ways, I thought it was a comfortable silence of two people sharing deeply, but that was just my projection. He felt nothing emotional while I was so deeply in love with him and our expression through lovemaking. To him, it was a skin thing, further evidenced by his penchant for wanting to do it with the lights out. No need for eye contact or connection. So anyway, so I hope that you have found this chat to be useful, and the eyes are really something that we want to keep thinking more about because it can be a really big way to figure out who you're dealing with. Psychopaths that I interviewed even talked about, they could tell that they were starting to drop the mask. So what they would do would be to remove themselves from the situation, like go to their office, cut off contact with people they were talking about. So, but it's important to see what these eyes look like. And they're very distinct. And like we've been talking about today, once you see them, there's really not any way you will forget about them. But perhaps, hopefully, through hearing about it on the podcast today, you will be able to think back to when you actually did see those eyes. So let's take a minute, and if you could send me any information that you have as far as if you'd like to talk more about the eyes or maybe some experiences that you've had regarding eyes, they'd be more than welcome to. And I hope if you find this interesting, you'll subscribe and also share on social media. And thanks in advance for any help you can offer by sharing links to the podcast. And also, I have some show notes at the bottom that I provided some links to help searching for assistance. And I do appreciate hearing from you, and I do read all my emails. You can go to psychopathinyourlife.com and email me directly, or select to use the private email box for your communication so you don't have to use any email address of your own, so it's completely private. And my direct email address is Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, at Diane Emerson, DianeEmerson.com. And you can also find this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Facebook, YouTube, and the website. If you go to the website psychopathinyourlife.com, there's an audio box there and you can just listen there directly. So the show is for you, and I look forward to hearing your questions and thoughts. So be safe out there. Until next Tuesday, keep remembering that change begins one breath at a time, and stop trying to paint those red flags white. Goodbye for now.